rush, take your time.
I think the people should be prepared. I think every person today under our Constitution has the right to bear arms for his own protection, and he should be prepared. He should have a gun. He should know how to shoot. He's able to shoot straight and shoot to kill if necessary.
And I mean, there were Jews who were in the top echelons in the government, and there were Jews who were rich, and Jews who were living good. But Hitler said, when I start putting people in the gas, said, I'm going to put all Jews in, and I am not concerned about anybody but Jews. So it didn't matter whether you had money or whether you were poor. They put everything that was Jewish in. And I think we've got to recognize that this is a racist society. It's racist to the core. And white people oppress black people. They oppress all black people. The white man is willing to take up arms before he recognizes us as being human beings. And just as intelligent as he is, just as capable as he is of doing anything. He just wants to stop this. And I think that the man is willing to take up arms and just to go all out, you know, and get this thing on and get it over with before he recognizes as being of the human race.
The suburban areas around all the major cities in America are well armed against black people. I mean, they aren't playing. The John Birch Society, the Minutemen, they go out on the rifle ranges every weekend, and they practice shooting, and they practice to shoot black people. And when they come into the community, they're going to ask you, are you militant? Are you nice? Have you been good? They're going to say, are you black? And they don't see that you're black, and they're going to shoot you. And it's just that simple.
Black brothers and sisters, we're going to have community here. We're going to have community behind Brother Huey P. Newton, because Huey was trying to unify us to solve all of our problems. Huey was for us. The man has got Huey chained up. Watch where I point my finger. Did you see the building over there? Right in back, he's chained up in jail. Right across the street. When we announced Huey's court date appearances, you be there for an hour or hour and a half and show a standing support that we should have Huey P. Newton set free. Be there, brothers and sisters, and tell your friends and explain to black people what Huey P. Newton was doing with the Black Panther Party of Self-Defense, what kind of organization it was. Let people know that it is necessary that we must unify on all levels, in all the areas of oppression, we must deal with them. That right here in the confines of racist America, racism must be stopped.
See, Lyndon Johnson, he can always raise an argument about law and order because he never talks about justice. But black people fall for that same argument, and they go around talking about lawbreakers. We did not make the laws in this country. We are neither morally nor legally confined to those laws. Those laws that keep them up keep us down. You got to begin to understand that. For 400 years, she taught you white nationalism, and you left it up. You taught it to your children. You had your children thinking that everything black was bad. Black cows don't give good milk. Black hens don't lay eggs. Black fertility. That's white nationalism. Santa Claus. A white honky who slides down a black chimney and comes out white. We can't equate progress with concession. We can no longer make that mistake. You see, when they gave us that nigger astronaut, you say we were making progress, but I told you they were going to lose him in space. He didn't get that far. Adam Clayton Powell in office and you couldn't keep him. What do you think they're going to do with Thurgood Marshall when they get tired of him? They gave you Walter Washington of Washington, D.C. and you say we're making progress. That's not progress. See, it's no in between. You're either free or you're a slave. There's no such thing as second-class citizenship. That's like telling me you can be a little bit pregnant. The only politics in this country that's relevant to black people today is the politics of revolution. None other. The only thing that's going to free Huey is gunpowder. Black powder. When black people become serious about the revolutionary struggle that they are caught up in, whether they recognize it or not, when they begin to go down and knock off people who are oppressing them, and begin to render these people impotent, that's when the revolutionary struggle unfolds. Not until we are fighting enemies of the people. They tell you your problem is unemployment. Well, I got a program that can employ every black kid overnight.
We're here to celebrate Brother Huey P. Newton's birthday. We're not here to celebrate it as Huey Newton, the individual, but as Huey Newton, part and parcel of black people wherever we are on the world today. Today. And so in talking about Brother Huey Newton tonight, we have to talk about the struggle of black people, not only in the United States, but in the world today, and how he becomes part and parcel of that struggle, how we move on so that our people will survive America. Now, why is it necessary for us to talk about the survival of our people? Many of us feel, many of our generation feel, that they're getting ready to commit genocide against us. Now, many people say that's a horrible thing to say about anybody. But if it is a horrible thing to say, then we should do as Brother Malcolm said, we should examine history.